So, hello, and welcome to my talk about the Yola C2 and how it's possible to run mobile Linux on it. So what is the Yola C2? It's a smartphone released by Yola in 2024 as a reference device for the Sailfish OS community, and it seems to be to me, it seemed as a device mainly targeted at developers, and it's nearly identical to a low-end model sold in Turkey with the Unisoc UMS9230 system on a chip. Yes, so with Sailfish OS, you of course have a Linux system on the phone already, and it's quite nice, but as you can see, it runs a relatively old kernel version. So, yeah, it's a typical situation where the SoC manufacturer releases a vendor kernel that is a fork for Android, made to work with the Android hardware support layer that Sailfish OS then uses through libhybris. But my idea was, since this is supposed to be a Linux-first phone, why not run a mainline kernel on it? So I decided to try something new, because Unisoc is not that well known in the mainlining community. So where do you start? The phone is pretty complicated, but you have the kernel that is responsible for managing access to the hardware. And I had to start by replacing that from scratch. And for that, I had to start with getting it to boot first. So I had to find a way to make an Android boot image that would boot my new kernel, and that I could flash. And then, yes, so the Android bootloader does a few nice things, like setting up the display output and setting up the storage, but unfortunately it also manipulates the device tree it provides the kernel with. It requires a device tree overlay and things like that, and since I didn't want to deal with that,